We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Captain's Corner. Here are your hosts, John Parker Wilson and Rashad Johnson.
What is up, everybody? This is the Captain's Corner podcast brought to you by Learfield IMG College. I'm John Parker Wilson, joined by Rashad Johnson. We are recapping, unfortunately, the 2019 Iron Bowl, Rashad. 48 Auburn, Alabama, 45 points. Came up a little short in this one, and it's a tough way to go out for the senior class.
Man, it definitely is. Like you said, just came up a little short down in Jordan-Hare. It was just a tough outing, man. It was back and forth game. NASCAR for real. Didn't expect this many points to be scored. But like you said, man, just a tough loss for these seniors. You know, the guys that have done a lot for this university. I think the record was like 50-4 last week on senior day. And to be 50-5, man, you know, would love to go out on top and hoist that trophy and also win the Iron Bowl. But man, they have a lot of great things to hang their hat on. And, you know, we're really thankful for those guys, you know, like Anthony Jennings, Shaheem Carter, Trayvon Diggs, just the defensive guys. I can think of Raekwon Davis. Man, these guys are just, you know, really guys that's been cornerstones of the university and help push this, you know, this mode forward, man. So just,
yeah, no doubt.
Just happy for them.
You know, it's tough with the whole team in general. I mean, coming up, we're so used to playing in the SEC championship next week, and now finish the season at 10-2. You know, most teams, most schools would be ecstatic about a 10-2 finish, and here we are, just coming up short in which was a crazy Iron Bowl, and we'll get into that. But just, I think you're right. These seniors did so much, have been through a lot, won a national championship, couple SEC championships, and you know, I hate to see these guys go. That's the bittersweet thing about college football, right? You're just there for a few years and then you're gone.
No doubt about it, man. That bittersweetness, like you said, in college football, you're there with your guys, you get a chance to build, you know, so many great memories, man. And like you said, it's the greatness about it, but it's the hard thing about it as well. Cause no matter what, you know, when you win a game or lose a game, when you come to the closer you get to the end of that senior season, man, that reality starts to set in. You know, I remember, you know, my last time playing in Bryant-Denny and then, you know, preparing for my last bowl game, knowing it's going to be my last time putting on the crimson jersey. There's a lot of emotions there. Cause like you said, you spent so much time here. Tuscaloosa becomes, you know, home and family, you know, for life. And you make some friends that are going to be lifelong friends that are going to be in your weddings, and things of that nature. So it definitely, you know, it's memories that last forever, man. But like you said, these guys have a lot of great ones. Like you said, national championship season, even from this season, man, like 10-2, it was just unbelievable season early on. The points, the way we're defending guys, I think the defensively, you know, the turnovers, I think that would be a mentality and something they could hang their hat on this season that, you know, they were bending at times and you know, gave up some yards here and there. But they kept scrapping and kept fighting regardless of the injuries, you know, the losses, the adversity that, that they had to face, man. There was a lot of nuggets and things that, you know, the season hasn't ended necessarily well, how we wanted it to, Saturday, but there's a lot of great things that you take from this, man, that, that you
Let's
can build on
and it continues to
mold this great university and this great
Alabama
program that we
yards,
have, man. So
it's definitely been,
you know, fun to watch and fun to call.
Definitely outweighed them in the total yards, passes, Mac Jones for 335.
At all.
Bo Nix with 173. It was pretty even on the rush game. Alabama 180 yards rushing on the ground. Auburn with 181. But, you know, the stats definitely do not tell the story of this game because Mac comes out 26 of 39 in his first road start. So third overall start. His first start was on the road in the Iron Bowl. Can't imagine what he was going through before the game. Four touchdowns, but the two costly interceptions that unfortunately went the other way for 6 points. So 14 points off turnovers for Auburn early on. And then I also include kind of the big punt return Auburn had, Rashad, that set up a touchdown just a few plays later. That's points off turnovers or points off special teams both that really affected the end of this game.
Yeah. Yeah, it really did. You know, it affected the outcome. Like you said, when you look at the yards, you know, time of possession, even that 35 minutes to 24 minutes, you know, a lot of the things that you see here in terms of turnovers, we had one fumble but didn't lose it. They had, you know, a fumble and lost it, and we scored points off of that. You know, all these factors normally attribute to what you would say would be a win, you know. But like you said, when you have, you know, a couple turnovers, especially when they lead to points, And then the punt return, you know, change of field position. We know how big special teams is. We had a big punt return, or kickoff return by Jalen Waddle for a touchdown. But you know, those are swings in the game that it's kind of hard to recover from. And you know, the great game that Mac Jones played. I mean, this guy, 26 of 39, like you said, 335, four touchdowns. What I loved about it, you know, of course you hate the interceptions. But the throw to Judy, it was the right read. Judy was open. It just kind of sailed on him. And some of those things happened. But the next drive, he came back and threw a dime to Devontae down the sideline. And we went on the next drive and scored. So his mentality, man, to be able to bounce back in adversity, being on the road his first time in an atmosphere like that. You know, JP, you know how it is to travel into a tough environment for the first time and to have a mistake and having to bounce back, man, as a young guy.
You get a little gunshot when you do it, but he came
how great
out,
of a night that was. You know, a lot of people probably looking at the interceptions, but
right, and that to crazy.
Attribute, man, he
exactly.
was a fighter, and I have the utmost
respect. I mean, those fans,
and,
it was nuts down there. It was loud. You were down there on the field. It's crazy. So he threw a pick six to Smoke Monday to make it. We were down 10-17. Okay, then came back.
Waddle for the robbery game, though.
Kickoff,
you know what I'm saying? That makes it even bigger.
Then like, came back,
yeah.
and made the touchdown pass to Ruggs to go up 24-17. This is all after a pick six. I mean, that's crazy to end out the second quarter. Ended the last drive with a touchdown, another touchdown pass to Waddle. So through all of that, after the pick six, we come out and we were down 7-3 in the first quarter, and come out and score 28 points. In the second quarter, Auburn only scored 20, so it was 31-27 going at half. Just, I thought it was a crazy performance for Mac Jones. I was really proud of him. And everything that it was, yeah, everything like that was probably going through his mind before the game, first start. And you know, okay, and as a player, we've all been there. Yeah, like, hey, can I really do this? Like, am I really equipped to go out here and play? And it's like, okay, I can do this. Let's go. And he handled it really well.
Yeah, same. Iron Bowl. Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you're always confident, but you, like you said, there's always this little bit like, man, I got to get out here and see. There's these nerves, there's this anxiety to it, man. And he played confident, wasn't forcing the ball. I thought early on, you know, the plays that he made with his legs, you know, late in the game to extend that, the late drive to get us an opportunity, you know, to get the game, you know, within 48, 45. But just played tremendous. Another kid who had a night, man, that was unbelievable was Najee Harris. 27 attempts,
dude,
for 146.
This Auburn Tiger defense coming into
one
the game
touchdown,
giving up 24
averaging around 5 yards
a
carry.
Man,
he was really toting
all
the field,
year long.
Finding his lanes and going downhill
a lot
against
of it had
a
to do with
really,
Najee, right? 146,
you know, dominant
46
defensive front
the air
and
also.
Front seven
excuse
and
me,
really
26
overall
the
defense
air.
Ran by Kevin Steele and these Auburn Tigers.
The guy's
so was really
out of his mind. And really, the second half of the season, he's put the team on his back. And we've had a lot. We know how good the receivers are, but I don't think Najee's got enough credit for everything that he's been able to do.
Right. Yeah, he's definitely morphed into, like you said earlier, you know, that tight end position player that can be that fifth guy, you know, catching the ball for us because we got four great receivers that can do it. He becomes that fifth guy that can do it for us as well. And he's been a matchup issue, you know, just in this season, has seven touchdown receptions, you know, which is phenomenal. Yeah, school record. It's phenomenal, man, for a kid to be 6'2", 230 pounds. Not your typical scat back type of guy. You normally find those guys, you know, 5'8", to 5'11", you know, 195 to 210 type players. This is a truck. This is a Mack truck, you know, out here catching a pass in the flats or on a wheel route matched up against a linebacker. So he's been, you know, a dominant force to push us late in the season. You know, in that game, it just like he, you know, was running out of gas at the end of the game, you know, as hard as he was running and as tough of a ball game as it was, you know, but in that one, just a few plays here and there, you know, it was like, you love the way that our team fought. And the way that they responded to every adverse situation, from the halftime play
to the end of the first half,
the pick sixes.
There was a controversial play. I'm sure everybody's seen it.
Issues, man. Just
Auburn is runs a play right before half.
Find their footing, but they continue to respond and continue to
come back and
fight and claw back.
But man, it just ended up not being enough. With a live clock, so as soon as the referee blows it ready for play, the clock's supposed to start. They get the snap off 3 points right before half, and Coach Saban was irate, as he should be. I got a statement from the SEC office. I'll read it just because all of our fans just want to clarify. Here's what the official ruling was. At the end of the first half, and this is from the SEC, at the end of the first half in the Alabama versus Auburn game, during a play that resulted in a first down inbounds, the game clock went to 0:00. Replay stopped the game clock to review the clock. The decision from the instant replay official was that the video evidence showed that there was 1 second on the clock when the player was going down, so the clock operator was instructed to put 1 second back on the game clock. The referee came back out to the line of scrimmage and informed both teams that the clock would start on the ready for play. The referee got back into position and blew his whistle and wound the clock. The snap was off before the clock went to 0:00. The play was officiated consent by Rule 12-3-6-D, which states, and it goes on and reads the rule, which I'm sure you're very familiar with that rule, 12-3-6-D, Rashad. But basically, they're saying, hey, it was, I know, right?
Yeah, so familiar with it. Sounds like he's tackled inbounds. Because I went back and watched it. I was just like, you know, I didn't understand what happened there, so I wanted to watch it myself. You know, I was like, maybe, you know, he was, you know, close to a first down. So we're checking to see that, you know, do we move the sticks and then start the clock? Or, well, like you said, kind of what he was saying there. But it was just one of those situations you just normally don't see happen. I mean, clearly tackled inbounds.
And
clearly
exactly what
they're not going to be able to set the ball and make the substitutions that he needed to make to get the field goal unit on there and snap the ball within 1 second.
Split second.
You know, most people just play the game, coach the game, understand the game. That takes, you know, 3-4 seconds to get done. So that was a tough one and a tough pill to swallow. I think, you know, yeah, right. Because I mean, you got to think you have your offense on the field, which consists of wide receivers, which are normally probably three at that point in time, and a running back. None of these guys are involved with the typical field goal play. So that's four guys that have to run off the field. And now you have to run four other big guys, which are linemen or tight ends out there on the field. And the kicker who has to march his 3 steps off. All this has to happen by the time the chains get set.
Auburn had a big third quarter.
And the whistle is blown.
13 points on the board. We only had seven.
I don't typically see that happening in that type of time span. I mean, they have to really practice it a lot.
It just, to me, you know, it's a tough place to play. And I know a lot of people are going to say a lot of things, but you go on the road in such a big game and such a big environment. I think, you know, to put up 45 points was a pretty impressive day from our offense all around, given that Mac Jones was making his first start had a lot of different things going on. We're playing one of the best defenses in the entire country. But with, you know, Bo Nix, you got to tip your hat to him. Bo Nix took care of the ball. He was 15 of 30, 173 yards, the one touchdown, but a lot of timely, you know, back shoulder throws and down the field explosive throws that really at the end of the game flipped the field a few times and then was able to win it. And Bo's pretty elusive on his feet too. He had 6 rushes, 44 mm-hmm. yards, one touchdown. And it just seems like he'd made some really timely plays at the end of the game.
He definitely did, JP. Like you said, you know, you would think typically 45 points on the road in Auburn would be enough to get a victory here. But, you know, there was just times where we couldn't get the stop. Of course, we talked about the turnovers, but defensively, you know, in the third, fourth quarter, just opportunities to get off the field, opportunities to get stops, just things, you know, we weren't able to do at times, you know. Speaking of Auburn being 3 of 3 in the red zone, you know, it's just an issue going into the game. We talked about how productive they were. It was, you know, something that we lacked in. It was going to be a big factor. And, you know, that's 21 points there. But back to Bo Nix, and he was one of those guys who scored in the red zone. Just a zone read action. He only had 44 yards rushing, but those 44 yards were really, really critical. You know, one was on the zone read, like you said, for a touchdown. Another one was a zone read play late in the third, fourth quarter to advance a third down to get a chain, you know, to keep the drive going. And then another was just a scramble up the middle when no one was open. It ended up getting them into the red zone for one of those final scores. So they were big, big yards. I know it only says 44, but huge plays on his behalf. He fought, like you said, made the right decisions all day with the ball, didn't cause any turnovers. So, I mean, he didn't do anything to cause his team to lose. And then, you know, was able to lean on his running back and Whitlow, who's a guy that had been out a few weeks, you know, with a knee injury, really seemed like he had caught his rhythm and his stride. Seemed like he was back healthy. You know, if you go back to early in the season, he was, you know, really the reason these guys beat Oregon.
So where do we go from here?
In my opinion, when you watch him, he ran the ball really tough in that game. Was able to move the sticks. And keep the drives going to allow them to get back in that game.
Where we were at,
you know, I think he was able to do a little bit of that with, against us late in this game also, man. So it was really tough to get the stops that we needed. You know, 48-45.
Right? We were 6-6, a 6-6 football team. We're playing Colorado down in the Independence Bowl.
Man.
And I think having those extra practices in December really changed our team. And then we came out 2008 swinging. We went 12-0 in the regular season and really reset our team. So, isn't that what you look for right now? You got a lot of guys that are have decisions to make, and we don't know, and we're not going to speculate on what they're going to do. But this is a big time for our program. It's just extra practices. We had a lot of young guys playing, especially on defense. We're going to have some new young guys playing on offense next year. This is the time to start building for 2020.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it's definitely a time to start building. And you know what else this is a great time for? You know, and like you said, we're not going to speculate on guys leaving and guys that are going to be staying, but it's a great time for, no matter if they're leaving or staying, for all these guys to do one thing and something we all can say that we need to do. And that's work on your fundamentals. You get back to the basics of football in this time because you have such a much longer time period to prepare for this next game. It isn't like, you know, we play Western Carolina and then the very next week we have the Iron Bowl. So we're just prepping for the Iron Bowl and kind of, you know, studying film, learning my defense and doing those things. Along the season, as the game goes along, as a football player, something you have to always remember to do is stick to your fundamentals. Continue to, you know, go out and work your hands as a DB and your feet. Make sure they're all in rhythm. You know, quarterbacks, you work on your drops, you know, your play actions and things of that nature. The linemen work on their snaps, their cadence. So these are fundamental things, your hand placement, your eyes. So these are things now that we can go back to and they can begin to be coached on and begin to work on, which is going to make us a better team. Like you said, going into this 2020 season, the young guys need to work on it. The older guys that thinking about leaving, the seniors that are going to be leaving, they have to work on it in order to be great at the next level. So this is a awesome honing period of just development that I think that Coach Saban is really going to take a huge advantage of, because our team, I think, really needs this opportunity to kind of, you know, just get back to the basics, get back to the fundamentals that, you know, make us who we are as the University of Alabama.
I'm so excited to see how we finish.
And learn how to be consistent at that. I think that's just, you know, the one thing that I think we can grow in, and I think that's something that's going to be a great focus and a great opportunity.
We got, we still got one game left.
No matter who we're playing in this bowl game coming up, it's going to be fun to watch and see how our team responds and finishes this season for this great senior class.
And we're still playing in a big bowl game. I mean, this is, we're exactly. I mean, we're playing in a huge game Who is that? Who are you impersonating?
Oh yeah.
Yes. Pretty simple, right?
Put it on tape.
He never lied.
Sorry. It was
every week. We watch it every day.
I had a great special team coach, Middleton.
Put it on tape.
He was the special teams coach. Yeah, remember Big Ron Middleton? So he used to come in and say, "You want to play?"
Yep. And then you know a good way to get it done, Rashad? US Wellness Meat, talk about it. If you're on the mission for prime nutrition, USWellnessMeat.com is your source for the best fed animals out there. The animals eat right, so you can too. And you can save 15% off with promo code BAMA.
You want to get it done, put it on tape.
WellnessMeat.com, BAMA, boom. Holidays are coming in. You're going to have a lot of people at your house. You're going to have some bowl parties. You're going to have a lot of things going on in December. This is the perfect time to check it out. Best quality meats. You just stick it in the freezer. Boom. It thaws out. You're ready to go. You've used it. I've used it. It's a really good product. I love it. I really do.
BAMA. No,
we need to have but we're going to do a bowl game.
I love
recap.
It. Once they announce, we'll get it delivered to the house. We'll do another pod. Everybody's out of school. Everybody's off work. It's going to be a lot of people out in the streets. You're going to do enough running around Christmas shopping. So go ahead and get your nice US Wellness meats delivered to the house.
Studies for the next couple weeks.
Take care of your nice dining options without even having to worry about it. It's the best way.
December 18th. I'm pretty jacked about that. I was going to say we need to have a cook-off. Let's do a barbecue competition.
Yeah, man. December 18th.
Okay, let's do it. We'll get something on the line.
I'm fired up about it as well, man. I thought you actually going to say, I'm sorry to go back, but just now you're talking about just kind of getting ready. I thought you were going to say, let's do a barbecue for a bowl or something. Let's order some US Wellness meats and let's hang out and let's podcast it. Yeah. I think that'll be fun.
Every great chef has a sous chef.
No offense.
Right? It's a team. It's a one-man show.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. So, We're going to be honest. My wife sees this. He's Rashad Johnson. And Rashad Johnson, 26 on the Instagram.
Yeah,
JP Wilson 14. Let's do it. That's
okay.
Fun.
I thought we were gonna have to do it all. I was gonna say, well, I may have to decline, you know, the competition. But if I can use my shoe self, then
bowl,
I'm good.
Right, we're not going to playoff, but hopefully we can make it warm.
Yeah. No doubt, it'll be a lot of fun. Can't wait. USWellnessMeats.com.
Talk to vacay out there.
Get us right.
Okay, now we just have a little decathlon.
Florida
barbecue competition,
Arizona,
golf. I love this.
Somewhere warm, California.
We're already in the off season. I haven't swung a golf club since football season.
I was out on the West Coast. I enjoy it. Like the trip. Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, bring your clubs.
Thank you. Okay, I'll refocus. Here we go. We'll be back. We'll be back whenever they announce a ball game. Check us out. We're on your favorite podcast. This is the Captain's
Corner
podcast.
Let's do it, man.
Learfield, IMG College. He's Rashad Johnson. I'm John Parker Wilson. Roll Tide.
Well, we got another game to call. We got work to do, so let's not get there too fast. We got work to do. We got to finish this thing strong. Come on, JP. Let's get back in the saddle. I'm sorry. Roll Tide.
This has been the Captain's Corner. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review however you listen. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.